Today's daf is Kuf Yud Dalid in Maseches Shabbos, the 176th daf in Shas. Unfortunately, I was unable to record, as will be most Thursdays during the regular Zman, the daf, because I'm in the Gros Kolel until very late at night, and also doing the Sichas Musar as well as the Hilchos Shabbos. But we try to pick up Friday afternoon as the house is preparing for Shabbos. We pick up on Kuf Yud Dalid Amud Aleph on the top line. The Gemara is discussing kavod, honor, in regards to begadim. The Gemara says in the last few words in Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Amar Vacha Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin Lashinu Begadim Min HaTorah. Where do we see the concept that changing one's clothing can be kavod from the Torah? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, in regards to the avoda of the Kohen Gadol, Ufashat es begadav v'lovesh begadim acherim, on Yom HaKippurim, when he changes his clothing, V'tana devei Rabbi Shmuel, L'mitcha Torah derech Eretz. Torah is teaching you the appropriate behavior. Begadim shebishal behen kedera l'rabo, a garment that you use to cook food for your master, al yimzugu behen kos l'rabo, should change. And therefore, the Kohen would change from the clothing that he used to slaughter the carbon to the into different clothing when he would sprinkle the dam. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochan, Gnayu l'talmid chacham. Similarly, it is denigrating for a talmid chacham sheyetze b'min olim hametulatim l'shuk, to go out with shoes that are tattered and replace with patches into the market. Asks the Gemara, Rav Acha Bar Chanina nafik, didn't Rav Acha Bar Chanina go out with such shoes? Amar Rav Acha braid Rav Nachman b'taloi al gabe taloi. When did we say that it was denigrating to go out with torn clothing? That was taloi al gav taloi, that if there were holes that had been patched, and then there were more holes that had to be patched, but if it was one hole, as the case of Rav Acha Bar Chanina, then it would still be acceptable. The Gemara continues. V'amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said the name of Rabbi Yochan, Kol Talmid Chacham Sheninsa Revav Al Bigdo, any Talmid Chacham that is found with having a stain, particularly the Mefarshim learn a stain of oil or fat on their clothing, see Rashi. So then in such a case, that is not a good thing. Chayiv Misa, he is Chayiv Misa. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Kol Misane Oavo Moves. The Pasuk in Mishlei, we skip the word, is Kol Misanei Ehavu Moves. Those who hate me love death. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes with death those who hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, Chazal Darshan Al Tikri Misanei, those who hate me, Elamasni Ai, those who cause others to hate me. If someone is not dressed properly, what a tremendous mussar this Gemara, and represents Torah, says Rashi in the Dibra Maskel Masniyai, Oy lahem lelomdei Torah, woe to those who learn Torah, sheimu'asim umugunim, that caused Torah to become disgusting. Nimtzezeh masni es ha-Torah. So it's a tremendous responsibility, those of us who are zoche to learn and to teach Torah, to represent Torah in a beautiful way to the world. I heard Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz speak before the present Israeli election, a Rosh Kolel in Yerushalayim, and he spoke about the tremendous responsibility that B'nai Torah have to represent Torah in a way that is beautiful to the world. And he questioned whether we do that appropriately. Ravina Omar, Ravina says that we're not talking about Revav, that we had said was fat or oil, but rather reved itmar. And that reved refers to semen. If semen was found on his beged, that is unseemly. Velo pligi and sana machlokis. They're not arguing at all. Ha biglima, ha bilvusha. Rabbi Chiya that spoke about revav was talking about the outer beged. And the levusha is the lower beged. Something like the glima would be the coat, and the levusha would be the actual pants themselves. What does the pasuk in Yeshayo mean? Kasher holach avdi Yeshayo orum V'yochaf shalosh shanim os umofes al mitzrayim v'al kush. What does the word aru mean on Yeshayo? Wasn't entirely naked, but rather bibgodim bluim. He had tattered clothing. Vayachaf means bimin olim hametulayim, as tattered shoes. So we see from here that wearing tattered shoes is considered as if one did not wear shoes at all. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there in Mishnah in Mikvaos, Ravav ala mardeyu chotzeitz. We had used the expression Ravav earlier in regards to a stain. Now we bring out that the idea in Hilchos Mikvaos is that a stain produces a chatzitza. Tanakhama says that if there is a stain on top of a saddle, then that causes a chatzitza. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ada Iser Italki, that it doesn't create a chatzitza until it's the size of a coin called the Iser Italki. Similarly, Va'al HaBigodim, when there is a stain on clothing, so then it depends on whether it's on one side or it's on two sides. Mitzad echad ein echotz. If on one side doesn't create a chatzitza, mishneid stadin chotz. On two sides, then it doesn't create a chatzitza. Rav Yudam Shimon Yishmol af mitzad echad chotzitz. If the stain is on one side, it also creates a chatzitza if one wants to put it in a mikvah in order for it to go through the process of tahara. Ba'imine Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Merav Chanina. The Gemara continues about 13, 14 lines above the Y on Kuf Yudalid Amid Aleph. We had learned that Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is a machmir when it comes to Beged, that there's a chatzitza even on one side. What would it be in regards to Mardeya? What would he say in that regard? When it comes to the saddle, Mardas is a saddle, does it have a chatzitza even if there's a stain on one side, or do you need both sides? Amar le zulo shemati, I didn't hear about this shayla, but kayotze ba shemati, I heard about a similar shayla. This now we learned in the Mishra of Yossi Omer, shel banoin mitzal echad, v'shel bur mishnei tzadim. Banoim is an expression referring to Talmidei Chacham. The Gemara short, we will explain why. Just we had learned earlier that Talmidei Chacham are supposed to be makpid on their clothing. So, a chatzitza is dependent on an individual's hakpada, whether it bothers him. And we saw Talmidei Chacham is supposed to be makpid even on a small stain. So, shel banoim, when it comes to clothes of Talmidei Chachamim, there's a chatzitza even on one side. V'shel bur, those who are not Talmidei Chacham, who are burish, B-O-O-R-I-S-H, they're not refined. Talmidei Chachamim in those days were the refined people. V'shel bur mishnei tzadim, those who are burish on two sides. V'lo tehei mardas chashuva mi bigdo shel amartz. Now, when it comes to a saddle will not be more stringent than clothing of a simple person of a boor. And since we learned in regards to a boor that's only two sides, logic would dictate, argues Rebbe Chanina, that when it comes to a saddle, that it would not be more stringent than the actual clothing of an individual, whether it was a sandal of a boor, a saddle of a boor, or whether it was a saddle of a Talmud Chacham. V'lo tei mardas chashuva mi bigdo shel am ha'aretz. My banoim, asks the Gemara, what are banoim? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan taught, Elu Talmidei Chacham, these are Talmidei Chacham, she'oskim bibinyano shel olam kol yemeim. You want to know whether someone is defined as a Talmud Chacham? You have to see whether he's involved in the building of the world his entire days. Marsha explains that means that they are involved in Torah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create the world, and therefore they are called Banoim. We could add, but the Torah has to be a Torah which builds and not a Torah that destroys, as the Gemara, if I'm not mistaken, in Kedushin says, that the Torah can be a Sam HaChayim, could be a medicine, a beautiful balm, or Chas V'Chalil could be used for a poison as well. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zehu Talmud Chacham. Who is a Talmud Chacham? Shemachzirin lo aveda b'tvias ayin, that you return to him his lost item by him simply recognizing it. This is a halacha in Elu Metzias and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, that a Talmud Chacham doesn't need to present the simon because we trust him. Zehu makdid al chiluko lahafcha. This is someone who is makbid, only a Talmud Chacham is makbid, that his clothing be clean, would we return an item to him. On a humorous note, it's well known that the Rosh Yeshiva Nativ Arya, who's my boss, Rav Aaron Bina, is tough, both with Talmidim as well as Rabbeim. He gives tough love both to Talmidim and Rabbeim. The only compliment I ever recall getting from Rav Bina, it was that he told me to clean my jacket, that my jacket was dirty, because it wasn't befitting of a Talmud Chacham. So when you tell someone to clean their jacket, because not befitting for a Talmud Chacham, so that might be a compliment, a backhanded compliment as well, as we see the chashivus that a Talmud Chacham dress properly. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Zehu Talmud Chacham, shememanin oso parnes al netzibur, who is a Talmud Chacham that could be appointed to be an administrator for the tzibur, someone you could ask him a shaila in any place in Shas, va'omer, and respond, va'filu b'maseches kala. Unfortunately, many students in yeshiva today don't even know what maseches kala is. The maseches kala isn't found in the back, usually in most editions, of the maseches avodah zarah. It's one of the masechtos ketanos, which are brisos, then were ultimately not included to be canonized in the Mishnais themselves, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, but nevertheless, Tanaitic teachings, Maseches Kala are the halachos of Kala for Sheva Brachos. So he needs to know all of Shas and be able to respond in all of Shas. V'am Rabbi Yochai Zeo Talmud Chacham Shebnei Iro Mitzuvin Lasos Lo Melachto, who is a Talmud Chacham that there is a responsibility for the people in the city to do work for him. Rashi explains that the Gemara in Yuma darshins this from a pasuk. Either way, who is it? We're going to see in a moment what this means, that the people in the city have to do work for him. That's the individual who doesn't involve himself with gashmios, and rather involves himself not with cheftzei aretz, taking care of his own livelihood, but only cheftzei shamayim. However, the Gemara says that doesn't mean they need to buy him a car. Vahani mili l'mitrach birifte, that there is a responsibility of the city to provide food for those who learn Torah. For those who learn Torah, there is a responsibility that the city provides for them food. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan Zehu Talmud Chacham kol shoen oso halacha b'chol makom. Who is the Talmud Chacham? Someone who you ask him for a psak in halacha b'chol makom, in every place. Va'omro, and he's able to respond and answer the question. Similar to what we had seen earlier, but earlier we had seen that he's able to respond in any mesechta, and here Rabbi Yochanan says that he's able to respond to any shayla lahalacha. L'may nafkamina, who cares whether he's called a Talmud Chacham or not, to give him a title? No. L'mnuya parnes al tzibur, to appoint him as a administrator on the tzibur, to make decisions for the entire city. Now the Gemara differentiates between two different levels of knowledge. If he's holding in the Masechta that he's learning right now, he's able to answer you any question from that Masechta. Ba'asrei, you can make him a Talmud Mefarnes on in that place where he lives. Ibekula Tenuya, but if it's in all of Shas, Bereish Masifta, that's someone who would be appropriately called a Ram. Just interlace with a humorous phenomenon. I always like to say that unfortunately now, expressions are flated. Today, Ram is anybody who teaches in a yeshiva for older individuals and already called a Ram. You see that to be called a Reish Masifta, which Ram stands for, you need to be holding in all of Shas. Here in Eretz Yisrael, there seems to be, and as well in America, but it might even be worse here in Eretz Yisrael, there's a lot of inflation. I joke that every person in Israel here today is referred to as Rav, and every Magid Shir is referred to as HaGaon. And so what will a true Gaon be called? Well, probably called Mr. Shimon Lakish Amar. Elu Kalim Haruiluyin. Excuse me, a little bit of dyslexia there. Ha'ol Yorin. When we speak about the begadim of Banoim that have a chatzitza even on one side, Reb Shimon Lakish suggests a totally different pshat. They are the kalim of these people, El Yorim. Who are the El Yorim? So these are, as Rashi explains, these are the individuals who are in charge of the bathhouses and are responsible to dress the people, the dignified people, in clean clothing afterwards, and they therefore have to have clean clothing as well. Haboim Medina Sayam, that come from the Medina Sayam. Rashi explains that the expression of the Merchatz we learned earlier in Lamed Gimel Amud Beis is Beibeini, and hence the expression of Banoim. Lim Emra analyzes the Gemara. Are you suggesting that their clothing are white? Dichiyuri Ninu, that their clothing is white? Va'omar Lehu Rabbi Yane Lebanov. Rabbi Yane said to his children, Banai, I'll take Biruni. Don't bury me. Lo b'kelim levanim, not in white clothing. Lo b'kelim shcharim, and not in dark clothing. Levanim, don't bury me in white clothing. Shema lo eske, maybe I'll go to Gehenim ve'eye kechasam bein avelim, and I'll be dressed all white like a chasan. Here's a makar that the chasan is to wear white, which is actually our custom to have a kittel. It's a sign of joy, and of course, the kala, the custom to this day, is to wear white as well entirely. Some have a coat over the chasan, some don't. Either way, Rabbi Yannai said, don't dress me in white, because then I'll look like a chasan. Shchor and chas v'chilia be amongst the veilim, in other words, if going into Gehenem. Shchorim shem ezke, but don't dress me in black, because I might come out okay in Gan Eden. Ve'eye ka'avel ben chasanim, I'll be dressed in like an avel amongst chasanim. El b'kelim hol yorin. But rather the kalim of the Ulyarim, which we said were these dignified bathhouse attendants that are brought from Medina Sayyam. So we see that there's some type of color. And therefore, the whole explanation to say that these Banoim are so makbid on every smallest stain would only make sense if it's going to be white. So if it's going to be white, so then it makes sense. But if it's a colored garment, then why would the small, they have to be makbid on the smallest stain? And says the Gemara, lo kasha ha-beglimi ha-belevushi. It depends on what their outer clothing or their lower clothing. Reish Lakish, when he described their absolutely clean white clothing, that was their lower clothing. However, their outer clothing had a reddish tint to it, and they didn't have to be as makbid on their outer clothing as their lower clothing. The Gemara continues with a new topic based on our Mishnah on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that had told us that there were different opinions of whether the fats of Yom HaKippurim could be brought on Shabbos as well, and vice versa. The Gemara now fleshes out the different opinions. The Mishnah, first let's take a look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah had started discussing that you could prepare on Yom Kippur the beds on Yom Kippur for Shabbos, as well as that the fats of Shabbos can be brought on Yom Kippur. However, the fats of Yom HaKippurim cannot be brought on Shabbos. We're all reading from the inside in the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where Rabbi Akiva had said that each one cannot be brought on the other one's day. Fats of Yom HaKippurim only Yom Kippur, according to Rabbi Akiva, and on Shabbos only of Shabbos. The Gemara gives us the background behind this machlokis. Kan Rabbanan. The Torah says, in regards to the Parshas HaTamid, Oila Shabbos b'Shabbato, that on Shabbos the carbon Ola is brought weekly, it's coming to tell us that the fats of Shabbos could be brought on Yom HaKippurim. How do we see that? Says Rashi in the second white line. Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato, mashma l'midrash below vav, umashma de'ola Shabbos kreva b'Shabbos acheres. When it says Ola Shabbos, Ola Shabbos on the Shabbos, what does that mean? It means another Shabbos as well, Dahainu Yom HaKippurim. Did Rabbi Shmuel, this is Rabbi Shmuel's opinion as the Gemara fleshes out, Yochel Af Yom Shel Yom HaKippurim B'Shabbos, maybe that of Yom HaKippur as well, Shabbos Tamlo B'Shabbato, the emphasis B'Shabbato is Dafka on its appropriate Shabbos, and therefore Yom HaKippurim would not be brought in its time. Rashi explains that the drasha works in the following way. On the one hand, the Shabbato, the Vav, is superfluous. It should be Ola Shabbos B'Shabbos. And Ola Shabbos B'Shabbos would tell us the first part of the drasha, according to Rabbi Shmuel, and that is that the fats of Shabbos could be brought in Yom HaKippurim. B'Shabbato, the emphasis is that there's one time in which you cannot, and that is on Yom HaKippurim's, cannot be brought on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Rabbi Kiva, that we saw disagreed, said that Shabbos can't be brought on Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur can't be brought on Shabbos. Ola Shabbos B'Shabbato, Limeid, Al-Chel Shabbos Shekrevim B'Yomtif. No, the Ola Shabbos that we said is telling us that you can bring something on a different Shabbos, that's Chel Shabbos that are brought on Yom Tov. Yochel Af B'Yom HaKippurim, Tamalon B'Shabbato. B'Shabbato is telling us only on a Yom Tov, and not on Yom HaKippurim from the fats of Shabbos. Kishitim Salom Adiv Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara says that if you analyze it, really the crux of the Machlokis revolves around the following. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Nidarim and Nidavos can be brought on Yom Tov. V'chi Itzrich Rasa, then the Pasuk cannot be coming to tell us that you could slaughter Shabbos's, or bring, more precisely, Shabbos's fats on Yom Tov, because you could even bring Nedarim and Davos on Yom Tov. So certainly the leftover fats you're going to be able to bring. And then what's the pasuk coming to tell us? V'chi Yitzrich Kra L'Yom HaKippurim L'Divrei. And then the pasuk that we need is coming, is not coming to tell us Yom Tov, because we don't need a pasuk for that. So the extra pasuk of Ola Shabbos B'Shabbos is coming to tell us something else. What is that? To tell us that the fats of Shabbos could be brought in Yom HaKippurim, period. L'divrei Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi, the Omek, the depth of Shitas Rabbi Akiva starts with this point. Nedarim and Nedavos ain't craving Yom Tov. Nedarim and Nedavos can't be brought on Yom Tov. So you need a pasuk to tell us that Chalavim are an exception on Yom Tov, that the fats of Shabbos can be brought on Yom Tov. V'chi Yitzrich Kro L'Misharia B'Yom Tov, L'Mishra B'Yom Tov. And the pasuk coming to tell us that on Yom Tov it's going to be acceptable. So that's what's behind this machlokas. Mark continues, going on to Kufi Yudal Rama Beis. Amar Rabbi Zer Ki Avinu BeBavel. When I was in Bavel, Have Amri, they used to say, Hadesani, this that we learn in a Braisa. Yom HaKippurim Shechalios Erev Shabbos. When Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos, Lo Yitokin, they would not blow the shofar before Shabbos. We learned earlier on Lamed Heyam and Beis that there were blasts before the Shabbos. In fact, we're right around the time. This is now, it's now 3:15 in Arzenu HaKadosha on Erev Shabbos, around the time of when they began the blasts for, to announce people to close their stores, etc., etc. Take a look at that Sugya Lamed Heyam Beis. Now, if that day was Yom HaKippurim, they would not blow on Erev Shabbos. U'matzoy Shabbos lo'ayim ivdilin. And a Matzoy Shabbos, if Yom HaKippurim fell out on Matzoy Shabbos, you need Rashi to flesh that out, they would not make Avdol. Divrei HaKoli, that everybody agreed with this opinion, and did not say that it was Toloi in the Machlokis between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. However, Ki Selikna Lahasam, when I went there to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkeche LeYehuda Breid Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, I heard from you, Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Yosef Kama Rabbi Akiva, that claimed that this position would only make sense according to Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Yishmael, because if you followed Rabbi Yishmael, Kiva, the Amar Chelvei Shabbos Kreven Yom HaKippurim, according to Rabbi Akiva, we violate, quote unquote, Yom HaKippurim in order to bring the fats on Shabbos, and therefore we don't consider that a violation. Lisaka, we should blow. In order to make known that the fats of Shabbos are brought on Yom HaKippurim. In other words, we should mark the difference between the 2 days to know that the halachos are different between the 2 days. Ah, you'll ask, malacha is asur on both of those days. Why do we need to blow to indicate that the halachos of malacha are different? Clearly, the blasts of shofar are not to remind us what to daven on Shabbos. It's to remind us to close the stores. It's to remind us to stop doing malacha. If that's so then why do we need to make the blast? There is a reason. In order to be able to let us know that the halachos of burning fats on Yom HaKippurim is different on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can't burn from any other days worth of animals. However, on Yom HaKippurim, you can burn the fats from Shabbos. V'amina le'ana, and I responded to them, says Rabbi Zeir, Kohanim zrizim hein. The Kohanim are zariz. Now here Rashi points out, without saying it explicitly, but clearly Rashi is pointing out that here in the context of this Gemara, it seems that Zrizim, Kohanim Zrizim, which can be found in a few places of Shas, we have it earlier on Daf Chof Amid Aleph, and there's a litany of places in Shas, in Erevin, Kuf Gimel, Psachim Nuntes, and Samachay, and Pehe, just reading from the Masoras HaShas over there. Beitza, Yudches, Balabasar, Tzadi, Chulin, Kuf Chuf Gemel, Mebei, Zvachim, Lamedei. Quite a few places in Shas we have Kohanim is Rizenheim. And in those places, sometimes it will mean that they're quick, that they run. Here, Rashi points out, it means that they're Baki in the Halachos, and they don't need a reminder of a shofar to tell us that the Halachos are going to be different. Do we really say Kohanim are Zrizim? That there are three blasts, as we said, about this time of the day, to tell people stop doing Malacha. And three blasts to remind them to not violate Malacha to indicate that Friday is over and Shabbos has begun. So what do we see? We're reminding in the area of the Migdash not to do Malacha. So it must be that we're reminding the Kohanim not to do Malacha. Why do we assume it's the Kohanim? Because it took place in the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, a fantastic archaeological find was made in the southwestern wall, where the corner that the Mishnah describes that the Kohen would blow the shofar, that they found an inscription from the corner of the Beis HaMikdash, which said that for here we blow the shofar to announce the Shabbos. So the archaeology buttresses what we've learned from the Gemara. It answers the Gemara, no. The blowing was not to remind the Kohanim, but rather Kohanim Zrizimim, they're Baki, we're not worried about them, it's for the rest of the populace. It's there to remind everybody else in Yerushalayim. Asks the Gemara a totally different kasha. When you have Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim together, and Friday was Yom Kippur, and Shabbos is Shabbos, Veliska, but let them blow Kehecha Delidi Deshari Benikivas Yerek Min HaMincha Ulamala, in order to remind them about another change of Malacha, and that is Halacha in regards to Yom HaKippurim. It's a fascinating Halacha, and this is the Halacha of the Heter of Knivas Yerek on Yom HaKippurim. For reasons that we're going to see later on in the Gemara, Chazal allowed for a person to prepare in the afternoon of Yom HaKippurim for the break fast after Yom HaKippurim, and they allowed for the cutting and peeling of a vegetable on Yom HaKippurim for afterwards. Generally, you're not allowed to be mechin. We're going to see that Knivas Yerek is an exception to the rule. Now, if Yom HaKippurim fell out on Friday, so then we should blow to let them know that it's heading towards the end of the day, and now is a time where there's a heter of Knivas Yerek. Feliska Kehecha de Lady, Deshari be Knivas Yerek, Min al Minchol Amala? Amar Rav Yosef answer the Fisha Ein Doichin Shvus Lahatir. We're not Doche, we don't push off the prohibition Midrabanan of blowing a shofar in order to allow them, to inform them that they're able to do Knivas Yerek. Rashi explains that we never find a shvus removed simply to inform something positive. Rather, an Isur Derabbanan is done in the other direction. For example, if you have Yom Tov that falls out on Erev Shabbos, we allow the shofar to be blown, but that's to tell them of an Isur, but not to tell them of a Heter. On Yom Tov Erev Shabbos, it's to remind them that there are new Isurim that are going to be on Shabbos itself. But Lehatir, we don't find. Rav Shisha Brei Dravidi Amar Shvus Krova Hitiru. Rav Shisha Brei Dravidi gave us another teretz, and that is a Shvus that is... That's when the Yisur D'Rabbanan, like blowing of a shofar, will help us solve an immediate problem. However, here is what the Gemara describes as a Shvus Rechoka. Shvus Rechoka means that the phenomenon that we're trying to fix is far off. What do we mean it's far off? So Knivas Yerek is the peeling of a vegetable that's ultimately cooked. If we're going to blow a shofar on Yom HaKippurim in the afternoon, on Friday afternoon, to allow us to know that there's a difference between Yom HaKippurim and Shabbos, that Knivas Yerek is acceptable, that will have no purpose on a Yom Kippur, that this Yom Kippur, which is Krova, and this Shabbos, which is Krova, because you cannot cook the vegetable anyhow on Friday night. It's going to be Shabbos on Matzah Yom HaKippurim. So what would the reason be to blow? It's to show us that, Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim are different in general, not for this particular year. In general, for next year. But that, next year, is Shvus Rechoka. That's for a very far time. Lo etiru, they weren't matir. Asks the Gemara, but were they matir or Shvus for something Krova? U Shvus Krova etiru? Were they matir it for that? Vatanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Yom Tov Shechal Yoser Shabbos, Tokin Velo Mavdilin. Moitzai Shabbos, Mavdilin Velo Tokin. If you have Yom Tov that falls out on Erev Shabbos, so then, in such a case, on Erev Shabbos, they did not make Havdalah for Yom Tov. If Yom Tov fell out on Matzoi Shabbos, that's what it means, Matzoi Shabbos. If Yom Tov fell out on Matzoi Shabbos, so then, in such a case, they would do Havdalah. However, they would not blow. Now, why did they not blow? Because on Yom Tov as well, there's an Isur Melacha. But the Gemara asks, there's a difference between the two. And here we have a Shvus Krova that we could solve. What are we solving? Vamai. Liska, let us blow. Keecha deleidi deshar b'shchita l'alter. To tell the people that they're allowed to do shchita. It must be that we don't even allow a Shvus for l'alter, for Krova. So what Rav Shishi Breder of Idi had said, that we allow a Shvus Krova l'hatir, that seems to be incorrect because we don't blow even to tell them that it's mutter to do shchita in a moment. Ela mechivarta kidi Rav Yosef. You have to go back and give Rav Yosef's pshat and say there's no such thing as shvus lahalter. Period. The Gemara now continues to analyze this sugya of knivas yerek. This is a fascinating Gemara because really the heter of knivas yerek is something that's germane to Maseches Yuma. Chazal have an expression, Divrei Torah aniyum b'makom echad. Sometimes the words of Torah are parse in one place, v'ashirim b'makom acher, and they're rich and full in another place. Here is a sugya that is really a Yom Kippur sugya that should be found in Maseches Yuma, but is fleshed out over here in Maseches Shabbos due to the fact that the Gemara already brought it up earlier. Says the Gemara, in regards to Knivas Yerek, this idea that you're allowed to peel on Yom Kippur for the break fast that night, Amar Rebbe Zera, Amar Rav Huna, V'Amri Lo, Amar Rebbe Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Yom HaKippurim Shechalios B'Shabbos. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to do this act of peeling. Aser B'Knivas Yerek, you're not allowed to do the peeling of the vegetable. According to Tosos, this peeling and cutting of the vegetable is not an Isur of Tochen, because, in Dibra Maskel El and Kivas Yerek, because the cutting was not darred into small pieces. If it would be done into small pieces, as Tosos Dibra Maskel La'olam says, it would be an Isur D'Oraisa. If it's done in large pieces, then it's an Isur D'Rabbanan. Presumably, now this is a discussion in the Mefarshim, that it relates to some type of preparation on Yom Kippur for preparing for Matzai Shabbos. If it was cut fine, then at certain stages in our sugya, we will see the Gemara will be playing with an Isser Doraisa. Certain stages, it could be it's only an Isser Dorabanan, as Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil Ella points out, and then it will be some type of Isser of Hachana. So on Shabbos, it's going to be Yasser. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Mina, Rav Mina taught that this that we had learned from Rav Huna is found in a Mishnah. Tana, we learned. Minayin liyom HaKippurim. A braisa. We learned, how do we know that when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, Shechal Oyos B'Shabbos, She'osa B'Knivas Yerek, Tamalomer Shabboson. The Torah says, Shabboson, that you should rest. Shvus L'mai. What does it mean to rest on Yom HaKippurim? Ilema L'malacha. If we're going to say that there's means to rest from Malacha, V'aksiv, it already says, lo sasecho melacha. We already know it's asim melacha. Elav haknivas yerek shema mina. It's telling us that we need to rest from knivas yerek, even if it doesn't qualify as a melacha. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yom HaKippur shechal yos b'Shabbos, mutter b'knivas yerek. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba disagrees and says that even if it falls out on Shabbos, you're allowed to do knivas yerek. Meisivi, I'll ask you a kasha. Minayin lo yom kippurim shechal yos b'shabbos she'asim knivas yerek tam lomer shabbason. Shvus l'may, ilayim l'mlocha v'aksil lo asasach l'mlocha, l'av b'nikivas yerek. We just learned that we learn from the extra Shabbason to tell us that when it falls out on Shabbos, Yom HaKippurim does, then there's an Isser knivas yerek. Says Gemara, lo'ay lo'aylam l'mlocha. Really, the pasuk is not talking about knivas yerek, but it's telling us about that there's a prohibition on melacha shabbason. In what way? We already know it says lo sasecho melacha. V'lavar aleha, it's coming to tell us ba'aseh v'lo saseh, that if Shabbos falls out Yom HaKippurim, not only will it be over a lav, but also an aseh of shabbason. But really, according to Rabbi Chiya, the halacha is that knivas yerek would be permissible. You see that the Ein Mishpat quotes the Rambam according to those who say that it is aser. Tanya kolaser Rabbi Yochanan, but we did learn an opinion like Rabbi Yochanan, Yom HaKippurim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos Mutter B'Knivas Yerek, that you're allowed to do Knivas Yerek. Despite the fact that Marashal takes out this Gersa, we will try to read the Gemara with the Gersa, the parentheses that we have in front of us. Ve'amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yom HaKippurim Shechal Yos B'Chol, if Yom Kippur falls out during the week, now here we have the explanation for the heter of knivas yerek on Yom HaKippurim in general and falls on the week. Mifatzim be'egozim, you're allowed to smash walnuts. Umifarchesim be'rimonim, and you're allowed to prepare pomegranates min michal amala mipnei agmas nefesh. Because of agmas nefesh, the person is hungry and they're preparing, so that is some type of kiyum of agmas nefesh, and it becomes a fulfillment of Tanu es nafsho sechem. Dvei Rav Yehuda mikan ve'yerek, mikan ve'karba. In the yeshiva Rav Yehuda, they would prepare the karva, some type of cabbage. Dvei Rabba gardi kari, kivun dechazed avikam mecharfi. Since they saw that they used to start preparing it early, Rabba, who was mentioned earlier, saw that the people in his house were starting to do it before mincha. And then, in such a case, that it doesn't produce the same type of agmas nefesh, Rashi explains, mecharfi literally means to be sharp, but it also means to do it earlier than expected. Asegarta mimarav mishmet Rabbi Yochanan da'asir. Rabba claimed to the people of his house that a letter had came from Rabbi Yochanan that the halacha is that it's prohibited to do this. In other words, Rabba needed to back himself up from Rabbi Yochanan to say that it would be aser to do it before mincha. However, the mashmos of our sugya is that if it would be on Yom HaKippurim on a weekday, according to all Tanoim, there is a kiyum of agmas nefesh to prepare earlier, after mincha, but before the fast is over. This concludes our daf, Kuf Yud Dalid in Masecha Shabbos. This concludes Be'ezer Hashem, our perek, Hadron Aloch Ve'elu Ksharim, Be'ezer Hashem, on Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas B'Shalach, Tu B'Shvat, we will begin Perek Kol Kisvei Kodesh. We will, Be'ezer Hashem, hope to record it with the young Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael. And now we go, Be'ezer Hashem, to the Halacha section from Daf Kuf Yudalet.